Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
We'll be right back. מסמר מעקום להיות איתכם אסעד אללה ומסעקום יא ג'מע ברכת השם עליכם אחי יקרים יא
أهلاً
وسهلاً
أهلاً وسهلاً Welcome Psychosocial Radio.
How do you go from like hardcore to this? Like what is happening?
I don't know, you know, in my world it makes sense.
I guess so.
There's a coherency factor running through this, yeah?
Fine,
I don't know how it works, but it works.
Alright, fine, we can do it.
Yes, dear radio listeners, welcome. Welcome to episode number 12 of Psychosocial Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn, broadcasting live today in the studio, Bushwick, Brooklyn, the 18th of January 2019 at 3:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday, all day. So, what are we going to be talking about today? So, I was thinking that we could talk about positive energy. That's going to be the theme and the topic of today's conversation. Positive energy. And I think it starts off in the morning when you wake up. And how you set the day, how you set the tone for the day, and how much energy you put in. What you put in, that's what you put out. No, that doesn't make sense. What you put in, that's what you get out, mm-hmm. out of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. And, yeah, we're going to be talking about this throughout the course of the hour today on Psychosocial Radio. You know, Edward and myself, we're going to be sharing some of our own personal perspectives, opinions on a few matters. Might be some controversial issues here.
Scandalous.
We don't know, but if you're easily offended, you might as well just, you know, tune off right now. Fair warning. Fair warning, we should say. Call-in number to the studio, guys and gals, if you want to join the conversation here, you are more than welcome to. As always, the call number here is 718-928-9732. Again, that's 718-928-9732. If you want to call into the studio here to chat with Edward and myself, we will be more than happy to take your phone calls, either live on the air or in the background when we're playing music. And, you know, we always get a lot of comments from a lot of different people. This show is still rather new. We're just getting it up off the ground and the word is spreading out there. So, you know, we really want to encourage everybody that's listening to us live, especially to call in to, you know, share your own views and opinions on some matters that we're going to be talking about. As you guys know that, you know, those of you who have been listening to the show from the beginning, Edward and myself, we talk about a lot of mental health issues. A lot of addiction-related treatment issues. We're both licensed mental health clinicians in New York State, right?
And
Edward, a bit about your background.
Yeah, I mean, been in the field for some time. Different agencies, different companies, various approaches that have been used, you know, depending on what I was doing, from doing direct counseling work to overseeing clinicians, to overseeing clinical managers, and the list goes on, but it's all social services working in support of those in need and a vulnerable population. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And my name is Dimitri, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker in New York State and a credentialed alcohol and substance abuse counselor. I have a few other credentials as well. And people, right, Edward, kind of like, they tend to always ask us, oh, so where you guys work? What do you do? Edward and myself, we are both part of the management team at an outpatient treatment program based here in Brooklyn, New York itself. We're in Southern Brooklyn, Cheapside Bay Regional Brooklyn. And we work in a program that's called One World Counseling. Some of you may have heard about it, some of you may have not. Definitely check us out online, oneworldcounseling.org, if you want to find out more about us, more about the work that we're doing. We have a staff of licensed mental health counselors, licensed social workers, master social workers, clinical social workers, staff psychiatrists, KSAC counselors, a great staff of clinicians that work with us that provide a whole array of services. And we should probably also mention, since we're at it, right, Edward, that we do provide services in a lot of different languages.
Oh, yeah. I like when you... when you list in the languages, it's like you just like,
yeah we're probably the only agency out there in this space that provides counseling and treatment services in English, of course, that's first and foremost, but also in Russian, Chinese, Cantonese, Mandarin, Urdu, Hindi, Punjabi, Arabic, Aramaic.
There you go. I mean, you're just going through the list. I love it.
Yeah, and who else am I forgetting? There are other
Spanish?
Spanish as well, of course. Absolutely. Spanish, yes. And yeah, I think I'm actually forgetting a few other languages. Oh, right. Uzbek and Tajik and Farsi. So we kind
of... And all of you dedicated listeners, that you probably kind of got a sense of and feel of like, what is this music that we always play in the background that is not in English? And as you can see, we try to deviate from just playing, you know, songs in English to show that it is our interest of other cultures, backgrounds, and we are really always trying to be open-minded to that and being sensitive to even people that are from different cultures, because, you know, even though we're all humans, but based on the cultural background, people present different issues and they are presenting different views on life. And we are really trying to be super, super, super open-minded, you know, in our day-to-day lives, whether we at home or at work, or at one-work counseling, we're really trying to be open-minded to everyone's background and being supportive to the fullest extent.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And speaking about the music...
Yeah, what is this wedding song playing right now?
Actually, this is an artist that's very popular for weddings.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah, in Israel, particularly. This particular artist, his name is Zion Golan, and he's actually a Yemeni-Israeli. Very, very talented singer. very popular in demand for weddings, actually. And, yeah, the name of the song is called Ya Jama. If any of you guys out there know what that means, it's actually in Arabic. Call us up, let us know, and we'll test your linguistic skills as well. But before Zion Golan, we started off this set with some great bands of yesteryear and some newer bands as well. The first song of our opening set was a great band, in my opinion, at least, called Up Front. You guys remember Up Front? I mean, it was like kind of still before my time, but great band nonetheless. Up Front with the song called Veracity. Then a newer band called Drop It, still going. Cause for Alarm, New York City hardcore Cause for Alarm. Classic off the 7-inch song called Time to Try. And then we played Pressure Release with the song called The Line off the new Brie compilation, tape compilation. Great compilation. So many great bands on that New Breed compilation right there, New York Hardcore. And I think that was it, right?
All right, so right there. Before we go into the next set, just again, we are going to be talking today about energy. And what I mean by energy is people sitting around, not doing much, not much happens. You know, if you want things to happen, you got to move around, you got to make some calls, do some things. And that really ties in back to therapy, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy or behavioral therapy. If you want change, you gotta act on it. It's not always hoping for the best, it's just doing it. In order for things to change, you gotta do it. You gotta move, you gotta make those changes happen. It's not always that it's gonna come to you. It may or may not, but if you are actively thinking, and if you are actively going and pursuing, it will happen sooner or later. And if not, that's fine too, but other things will come out of it, hopefully positive. That's my two cents on energy, and as I've said, we'll talk more about that right after our next set.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got definitely a lot more to say on this topic, guys, so stay tuned. kick back, listen to the music, enjoy yourselves. A lot of people are probably at work right now, of course.
Play it loud, please.
Yeah, so if you can, turn up the volume, at least on your earphones if you can, and give us a phone call. Let us know what you think about this topic or anything else that you might want to share with us or talk about. We are all game.
And if you ever want to hear your songs that are favorite to you,
oh, absolutely,
give us a call. We'll be able to play for you.
Absolutely. Alrighty, y'all, here we go. Zoom in the music.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be free.
I'm not afraid. evil, see no evil, speak no evil, tell no lies. Look to the future, forget the past. Cause what we had, it didn't last. We went to Brighton for an holiday. We booked a place where we could stay. What happy Brighton? What happy Brighton? What happy Brighton? What happy Brighton? We didn't care.
Out of the way. So we are talking about energy today, and the energy that we put out into the universe if we want to get anything or something in return. That's how we can sum it up.
How does it work, Edward? I mean, like, is it as simple, quote unquote, as just, you know, kind of like wishing something for yourself, or, you know, saying to yourself, you know, I have this goal or objective. Is it as simple as saying I have a goal and objective that I'm working towards, and, you know, just like, you know, like wishing for something to happen and then like sitting back and waiting for that thing to come to fruition, or does this involve something else?
So the answer is yes and no. Okay. Is it simple? It could be simple, but it could be also complicated. Now, if we're talking about some general specific goals, wishing for it, yeah, it's good to have wishful thinking almost, but there needs to be some strategic plan that needs to be mapped out and followed through. If you wish for something, listen, I could be sitting here and wishing that I could be, I don't know, somewhere on the beach right now. But if I'm not doing anything about it, I'm not going to be on the beach. So in order for me to do something about it, I probably have to work, I have to earn some money, I have to make some plans, I have to buy a ticket. Like, you have to do things for them to happen. And where people sometimes get lost is they think that they, just because they're wishing for something, it should just come to them. Mm-hmm. But they do not necessarily put in any effort to get to that point. That's where you get people that complain a lot. They're like, oh, this is not happening. But then when you really ask them, like, what are you doing about it? Oh, nothing. I mean, and they just, they're just a bunch of like
nonsense
and like muddied water of nothing concrete.
That's a good clarification right there. You know what? Because I remember this is like going back many, many years ago. There was a veteran in recovery, and, you know, having a conversation with him. And, you know, he actually told me, said to me, hey, Dimitri, you know what the word try really stands for? Like, when people say, like, I'm going to try to do this, or I'm going to try to do that, try, T-R-Y. What, you know, it's an acronym, right? T-R-Y. What does try really stand for more often than not? When people say, I'm going to try to do this, or I'm going to try to get that done by such and such a time, or I'm going to try to, like, you know, go over there and do this. TRY is an acronym, right? And he told me, Dmitri, you know that TRY really stands for, and I really like this. I thought this was a lot of wisdom here.
Enlightenment.
TRY really stands for tomorrow is really yesterday. Just think about that. Let that percolate. Tomorrow is really yesterday.
So basically, what you did yesterday, that's how your tomorrow or today is set up. Yeah, is that what I mean?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's like tomorrow's always tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, right? And yeah, tomorrow, I'll get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, or it doesn't come. I mean, usually it comes, you know. And, you know, the thing that you're trying to do, it doesn't get done. Because there's always tomorrow, right? There's always some future orientation point that, you know, we take for granted, and that's fine. But tomorrow, like, comes, and we're still in the same place where we were yesterday, only wishing that, you know, we could have done something different because we were just relying on tomorrow to come, but not necessarily putting in the footwork and the effort to make sure that when tomorrow comes, we see a desired result as well. Does that make sense?
It does. And it's kind of like, just to like deviate just a tiny bit, when we actually had a caller a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, he was saying that it's difficult for him to gain friends, and it's challenging. And that's exactly what I do and tell people when I work with them directly in counseling and therapy. I tell my patients, look, you want to have friends, you got to do something about it. They're not just going to come to you. And social media is like a whole other beast. But if you got to go out, you can't sit home and hoping that you're going to have friends. You want to have friends, you have to go out, go to the store, go to the park, go to the party. Like, you have to meet new people. You have to actively, and the key word is actively, do something in order to have it. If you sit and you're not doing anything and you're wishing, I wish I had more friends.
Wishful thinking
is not going to get you there. It will physically not going to get you there. You got to physically do something about it.
Absolutely. And this applies to so many different environments, right?
And then when you're there at that party, right? And you want to have people that you want to talk to, you got to go and talk to them. You got to go talk to them.
Absolutely.
Because even if you're at a party and here you are, you may say like, well, I'm doing it. I'm here, you know, why don't I have still friends? You got to go talk to one person. You may not like them. Go to talk to another, the third one, fourth one, fifth one. But you got to put that energy out to gain something back. Guess what? You might not get that friend that day, but you might get an acquaintance who may know somebody who you may become friends with. So the point is, do it. Don't sit. Don't wish. Go and do it. I feel like I'm a Nike commercial. Just do it.
Sometimes that's what it takes. You just gotta do it, you know? You know, put yourself out there and do it. And, you know, this applies to so many different situations and contexts, you know? You know, in the professional world as well, you know, sometimes people say to me, you know, just like one example here, for instance, right? I'm like really like struggling at work, and I don't really understand my boss, for instance, and I don't really know what he or she wants from me, and, you know, it's just kind of like throwing my hands up in kind of like despair, right? I mean, you could do that, or you could actually just kind of, you know, get to a point where you say to yourself, well, hold on, maybe I'm just going to try something different. Maybe I'm gonna switch up my approach. Maybe I'm gonna, you know, work a little harder or a little smarter. Maybe I'm gonna be more attentive to, you know, what people around me are saying. Maybe I'm gonna take more feedback, and, you know, I mean, see where that takes you, right? You know, sometimes, and it's understandable, you know, people say, I'm just gonna kind of, you know, give up, or, you know, this is not for me, or I'm gonna find a different job. I'm gonna hop from one place to the next. You know, I'm gonna find, you know, some setting that works for me, right? And, you know, maybe there's some truth to that, but, you know, ultimately we also know wherever you go, there you are.
But you, because you hold a lot of power, you can still make changes. Mm-hmm. In a workplace, if we're talking about workplace here,
yeah.
It's just because it's trial and error. And if you are set and scared to change and you just going with the flow or going by the old ways, it may not work.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you gotta stir things up, you gotta stir that pot to get better things out of it.
Absolutely. Doing the same thing.
You want a better stew, you gotta stir it, right?
And over again. And expecting a different result.
Yeah, we know
what
that
do we
is.
Call that, Edward?
What do we call that?
We call that insanity.
Yep.
Right?
That's 100%.
I mean, seriously, think about it. You know, radio listeners, in your own personal life, in your own personal context, whatever. It could be personal, social, professional. This could apply across so many different boards here. But like doing the same thing, right, over and over and over again, and expecting miraculously a different result, that's often referred to as insanity, right? Because if we want a different result, whatever it is that we're striving for, right? And I firmly do believe that we as human beings all strive for something, and you know we're most happy when we're striving for something. It doesn't have to be a material thing at all. But I just believe that we're wired that way. But that, you know, that's my own personal belief. But, you know, if what you're doing is not working for you, you know, it's like you got to change up your approach. You got to change up the way that you do things. And more often than not, when you do that, you actually do see a better result, right? I mean, it's that simple, right, Edward? Or not. I don't know. Maybe people just don't think about stuff like this.
Here's the thing. A lot of people are scared of change.
Oh, yes.
People are scared of change. People are scared of new things. Mm. They find comfort in something that they used to.
Mm.
They're scared of change. Can change be scary? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It is 100% could be scary, terrifying, and just being uncertain of something new.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it's fine. It's cool. I mean, if you think about it, historically speaking, where we are as a society today is because it was a trial and error. Whether it's science, whether there's other many things, but it's potentially applicable to science for the most part. You got to try things, and then you got to learn, you got to move, you got to
adapt.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. 100%.
It's a very big topic with, and you know, I feel like we wouldn't even be able to cover it all because it could be divided in so many aspects of whether it's work, whether it's interpersonal relationships. You know, you can have that same argument on Friday night where we're going to order food from and never come to the conclusion because you're doing the same conversation. Mm-hmm. You're doing the same thing over and over and over versus coming up with some sort of a plan. Okay, let's do, you know, 1 week you pick something to eat and then next, like you got to change things. You can't have the same thing. And oftentimes in relationships, that's why people argue, because people are stuck in their ways. They don't want to change. And they're hoping for that change, but then it's not going to happen.
But they're not working for it, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, it's very similar in treatment as well, right? When, you know, when clients come to us for treatment oftentimes, right? You know, a lot of times it's because somebody has hit rock bottom in their life, right? Or they're about to hit rock bottom pretty soon. And, you know, at that point, a person is, you know, kind of motivated to change, right? Kind of motivated to kind of put their life back together, get into treatment, put down the drugs, put down the alcohol, if that's a problem for you, put down whatever mood or mind-altering substance they may be using to try to better their lives, right? That's the first step, right? But to be able to sustain that motivation, that's where the real true work comes in. And, you know, I'm personally of the belief that, you know, whether you use a substance or not, I kind of believe that, you know, we're all in recovery from something, actually, right? This runs pretty deep, but I do believe that we're all in recovery from something. Of course, there's some very hardcore drugs out there, you know, that, you know, you never want to touch, heroin, opioids, crack cocaine, hallucinogens, you know, that's all included. But, you know, once you put the drugs down, right, once you put the bottle down or whatever it is, right, that's when the work begins, right?
You have to build yourself right back up.
Yeah, because, you know, for some people, it could be easy to put the drugs down. I mean, for some not. It really is a person by person situation. But, you know, you put the drugs down, you put the substance down, you put the problematic relationship down, whatever it is, right? That's one thing. But then the work of recovery really begins after that, right? Because we're talking about making lifestyle changes, day by day lifestyle changes. And yeah, man, so many of us, we're just stuck.
You know, well, we program ourselves for years to think that certain things should be a certain way. We write our own narrative of how the world should be and how things around should be. Mm-hmm. And when somebody challenges us or we challenge ourselves, that's when it becomes scary. That's when it becomes uncertainty of, you know, what is this change? Can I do it? Can I not do it? And people are scared to fail. But in order to succeed, you have to fail. You have to fail in order to succeed. It's almost inevitable. Because you're trying to achieve something that you've never done before. So it is okay and it's acceptable to know that you will fail down the road to gain a better whatever you've desired for yourself. So it's perfectly fine. But people are afraid to fail. They think if they fail once, that they will never, you know, get right back up. But I think failure is a sign of effort. I feel that failure is a sign of struggle in a positive manner, again. And failure is a sign that you want something better, again. To fail in trying doing something is not a bad thing. Again, if you're trying to do something positive, I'm not talking about, you know, failure is fine if you don't study for your test all the time. And if you're not going to study, you're going to fail. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to trying to change your life.
Just trying something new, trying something different. Yeah, and
learning an instrument. Look, you're going to fail. You're not going to pick up an instrument and be Mozart or whoever. But you have to try and you will fail down the road.
Oh, man. I feel that we're talking about so much in here today.
Yeah.
You know, so many big, big topics and, you know, they're topics that are, you know, definitely interesting to Edward and myself. And we hope to the listener audience out there as well. You know, if you guys have an opinion about this, again, you know what to do. You could definitely share it with us. We're always, always interested to know what other people think about stuff like this, you know, because, you know, we work, you know, Edward and I, we work in a treatment program and, you know, we have a lot of these conversations on an ongoing basis with clients all the time, right? When warranted. And, you know, sometimes like we go out into the world and, you know, popular culture doesn't always really, you know, talk about stuff like this, right?
No, not at all.
I mean, you know, you're not gonna, I mean, you know, look, I'll just say it. If you're watching The View every day or
Jerry Springer,
whatever, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Not stuck bad about those shows, but nah, whatever floats your boat.
You know, you're gonna get, you know, one line of thinking and, you know, it's not always the most helpful line of thinking.
If you think about it, when are those shows are being aired? In the morning, right?
Yeah.
Right? In the early morning, around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. So what are you doing home? Why are you sitting watching that? I'm not talking against it, but if you are on Monday through Friday, around the time, staring at the tube, that something is maybe off.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some other bigger things that you can do with your life than staring at the tube at 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
Absolutely, morning. Especially if you're, you know, a functional adult, functional in good health, which is a blessing, you know, functional in good health adult, then that's what we're talking about.
I want to make it into a thing. I want to twist it into the point where people should be able to do something for themselves and not only sit and wish what they can have and what kind of like house they can live in, but actually doing something about it.
No, so there's something
I'm
to
definitely
be said for that.
Putting a positive twist on it. I'm not trying to discourage anybody from doing whatever they're doing. I'm just trying to give a little bit.
Absolutely, you know, and talking
push
about
encouragement.
Yeah, and like, you know, on the mental health tip, you know, it's you know, I'll just say it. I'll call it as I see it. You know, I mean, a lot of times people present with symptoms of anxiety or depression or some kind of mood instability. And, you know, they'll go to see a psychiatrist, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we live in a day and age where, you know, that psychiatrist will very quickly, you know, dole out, you know, a whole range of medications, serious medications, which perhaps, you know, that person doesn't need, right? Maybe what that person actually needs is to speak with, you know, a professional trusted source, whether that's a counselor, a therapist, psychotherapist, a religious leader in their community or whatever, but somebody professional and trusted where they could actually get stuff off of their chest and put things into some kind of, like, you know, emotional order for themselves, right? I mean, you know, when I see that happening, I'm so happy, you know, and that happens all the time in our treatment agency.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't push medications, but more often than not, you know, you go into any other type of office where people present with these types of issues, whether it's, you know, a mental health issue or some kind of an addiction, and, you know, they'll see a medical provider, a specialist, psychiatrist specifically, and they'll just be throwing them medications, right? And medication plays an important role for a lot of people, but it has to be very specifically prescribed, right?
Yeah, right? It has to be done properly.
Sometimes really all a person needs, right, is just to talk to another human being.
You know, and you know, there's no magic in therapy. There really isn't magic. What really happens is, and this is kind of like a golden rule of thumb for me, is a counselor, a professional, the agency like ours, at One World Counseling, we would put it in a perspective, just a little bit different of a perspective for a person. And when that person says to themselves, oh, I never thought about it that way, right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
All the time we see that. You know, I mean, unless you're floridly psychotic, and I'm not using that as a judgmental term, but unless you're clinically speaking floridly psychotic or exhibiting psychotic-like symptoms, I mean, that's a very serious issue. Or unless you need, you know, medication-assisted therapy, you know, like if you're recovering, you know, if you're trying to get off heroin or opiates, and, you know, like, and you need like a Suboxone or something, you know, to help you with that. Unless you're in those types of situations, right? I personally believe that most mental health related conditions, quote unquote, most emotional health related conditions can absolutely be worked with in talk therapy.
100%.
Talk therapy.
100%. I truly believe it. I live it. I believe it and I live it. And I've seen it time after time after time how it works. It's all about consistency, it's all about engagement, and it's all about feeling motivated, you know. 80% of treatment comes from the client and the patient themselves. If they believe it, if they want to change, it's not, there's no magic wand that the therapist has that's gonna, you know, make that magic happen. Person has it within them, and therapist is just there to facilitate, support, and walk right next to you. Not walk you by the hand, but walk right next to you through whatever person goes through, and that's what really therapy is.
Yeah, well said, Edward. Very well said.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I think we took up a good chunk of time.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, maybe even next time we can talk about medication. I mean, we're touching up on so many topics today, but they're so relevant. And you can't talk about one thing without start talking about something else. And we're not really digressing within a topic. Really, we're really not. And sort of loop it back. We have another 9 minutes left on the show, and we will finish up with another set of songs. But it's just, again, sitting around without actively doing something will not make things change. It's just doing it. It's doing something. Do actively. You know, you wake up in the morning. How are you going to start the day? That's how it's going to go. If you say like, oh, today, nothing's going to happen, it probably won't. But if you said, okay, I'm going to do some things today, your day will be productive. It's all about productivity too. I think it directly ties in, you know, energy and productivity. It goes hand in hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, sometimes just, you know, we got to take the blindfolds off, you know, we got to take the, you know, so many of us, we, and again, it's not a judgment call, it's just an observation. So many of us, we operate on like cruise control, right?
Autopilot.
Autopilot, yeah.
Just plow through days and plow through hours, plow through lives. People plow through lives.
We operate on autopilot, you know, and I mean, sometimes, you know, we need to. Sometimes, you know, like we need to take a little breather, break, and fine, that's okay. But you know what? Life is like too short, right? life is just too damn short sometimes. And, you know, we need to be able to really, you know, celebrate each day as much as possible, or at least if not celebrate, to value it in some sort of way each day as much as possible. You know, it's not about how much money you have in your bank account. It's not about how fast or what kind of car you drive, you know, what kind of clothes you wear. You know, all that is nonsense, right? You know, it's really about, you know, how we live our lives, the decisions we make on a day-to-day basis, you know, how we show up for ourselves, and, you know, how we show up for others, for each other, right?
You know, I have to mention one of my, like, biggest pet peeves is when people say, oh, I'm so tired, And then, okay, fine, you could be tired, that's great. Then I ask, like, what happened? Like, you did something, like, especially like Monday, like, oh, weekend, I'm exhausted. What did you do? Oh, it's Monday, I'm exhausted. What did you do? Nothing. So what are you tired from? I don't know, it's just, I don't know. It's almost like a thing that people just say. Oh, I'm tired. It's like, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm tired. Okay, that's great, but what did you do? Nothing.
Yeah.
I was home. I was home watching TV. Only. Like, it's almost a cultural thing.
Yeah.
How are you? I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Like, why? How often do you hear, like, oh, how is it going? Oh, nothing. I'm good to go. Like, I got energy. Let's go. Let's do what's going on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People walk around like zombies, exhausted from nothing. I think people get tired from nothing and from being bored.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
First world problems. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Psychosocial Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Government will never change your lives for you. Government will never legislate the right way to live, the good way to live. I don't care if you're red, blue, green, purple, or anything in between. These solutions will never come from government, state, federal, local, anything. I've been 40 years on this earth, and, you know, I could say that, you know, hand on heart. All these conversations have to happen in the home, right?
Yeah.
In the home with close, trusted friends, even. You know, that's what it's about. That's where it starts from. So,
everyone, believe in yourself, because you have it.
Everyone has it. Yep.
Everyone has it. Everyone's got it. You just have to. There's nobody better than you. And the only person you should compare yourself to, ready? Yourself. Yourself from yesterday. That's it. That's it. Because just because somebody else is doing it, guess what? You could be doing the same thing, if not better.
Mm-hmm.
We don't walk around with different special superpowers. Somebody may have some talents, but regardless of that, you have what it takes. It's just a matter of believing in yourself. Mm-hmm. That's all I gotta say.
Yep. Okay, and I guess we will leave it on these words today. Dear radio listeners, if you've been with us for this last almost hour, you know, as always, you know, we hope that some of these words resonate with you. If they do, definitely let us know. If they don't, also please let us know, you know, because, you know, we're definitely not interested in, like, you know, having an echo chamber like effect. You know, we those never work out too well. Let us know what you think, guys. You know, hit us up on Messenger, wherever, emails. We got the page up here, Radio Free Brooklyn. Let us know what you think. You know, because we definitely have a lot more to say, and you know, we deliver these messages with the intent of spreading, you know, positive psychology. Sometimes it's referred to as, right? We work with clients all the time. And we supervise a lot of clinicians as well. And we see what works. We see what doesn't work. We see what could work better. And, you know, I think, you know, what we're kind of talking about today works for a lot of people. A lot of everyday average, you know, Joes and Joannes. You know, that's what we're really talking about, you know. So, yeah. We'll leave it there.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
Alrighty, guys. I guess we should probably play some more music.
Yeah, let's play. We've been talking a lot today, but these are really golden topics and golden messages that we're trying to pass on. And the reason it comes off so natural is because both of us really believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a great weekend, okay? Stay safe out there with these expected snowstorms, which are here on the horizon. But you know what? Guess what? We will survive it.
Yes.
It's just snow. We will survive it.
Get but stay out, safe. Play in the snow.
Yeah, do something fun. Yeah. And we will definitely be linking up with you guys next Friday. Okay?
For our show.
Next Friday, Chudoch Lachad, we will be here. Edward and myself. Maybe also a few other special guests. We had a special guest last week, Dan. We're very happy to have him here. And hopefully next week we'll have another special guest. You know, just to keep the conversation interesting and upbeat. You know, that's what we're about here on Psychosocial Radio. Radio Free Brooklyn.
All right, so, peace. Dopo bachinya.
Shabbat shalom.